If you're a user of Microsoft Windows, but you feel you're struggling with it because it just doesn't seem intuitive, then you may be interested in a suite of tools called ViaWind, developed with the blind in mind. It includes file management, reading and editing functionality, and it's all self-voicing, no screen reader required. To tell us about ViaWind, we're joined by its developer, Dick Grubb, and also by Angus McKenzie, a blind user of ViaWind, who in fact inspired the suite's creation. Dick and Angus, welcome to Main Menu. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Dick, tell us about ViaWind and a little bit about the genesis of this interesting project.
Well, ViaWind grew out of a purely personal project. I'd known Angus McKenzie when we were both in London and in engineering school at least 40 years ago. Angus is blind. I'm not blind, but I've kept in touch with him ever since and observed his use of computers when they became available to help him do everyday things like communicating, creating text, communicating with other people through email, etc. Initially, of course, he was using DOS programs, and when Windows came along, I saw what a struggle this would be for the blind users, and wondered if there was anything I could do to help him. Well, when the speech interface became available within Windows, I put together some simple programs. First of all, a simple text reader, just to show Angus that Windows really was useful and could do many things that were not possible in DOS. I got interested in the problem of designing a program for use by the blind, and ViaWind grew out of that. Probably put about a year's effort into it over the last 3 years.
Can I come in here?
Please do, Angus, yes.
I started with DOS in 1993. I'm 69 now. I've been blind since 1959. And DOS was fine. There was a wonderful program for document reading and housekeeping, the computer, called Read It.
Indeed, that was David Justice. Yes, David Justice did that program. Very good.
I think it was one of the greatest programs ever written for the blind.
I agree.
What I really wanted to encourage me to use Windows, I found that dealing with all the hotkeys and so forth was pretty difficult to remember everything. And what I needed was a program to be a read it in Windows. And that's basically what I put to Dick. I sent him a copy of Read It Over and said, I don't just want a document reader or a word processor. I want to do housekeeping, moving files, renaming files, copying files, deleting them, deleting directories, making directories, all with great ease. I want to be able to edit, take out chunks of files, this sort of thing, and to do it in Windows, because booting from DOS in the old days into Windows was a very slow process. And a number of my DOS programs I still use today. Now, it encourages me to go to Windows, on the internet, for instance, or I can buzz over to the window for DOS, and then buzz back and use Dick's program for copying or whatever. And it has speeded everything up tremendously. One thing that concerns me, Dick has made a wonderful program out of this, and I can't really fault it. We've sort of worked on it for 2-3 years. But the one thing that worries me is that the very people that I would have thought could have been more interested in it are the very people that make their money teaching Windows. So we need some more commercial interest in it. All my friends who've tried it love it.
What is it about the natural Windows interface that you think isn't suitable? Because I suppose many people might say, well, we can delete files and manipulate directories and things using Windows Explorer with quite some ease.
Let me come in on that one, Jonathan.
Sure.
Because the Windows graphical user interface is designed for sighted people. It's basically a multi-stream interface. You've got different things going on in different places. And when you translate it into speech, it's not very easy to use if you don't have a good mental picture of the way that Windows works. You start off from scratch and design a program which is designed to be single-streamed and to interface with the user with speech. You can make a much easier to use and easier to learn program. That isn't to say that the accessibility aids, like Window Eyes, for instance, aren't essential to the use, the real general purpose use of Windows, particularly if you're operating in a sighted environment, in a business, for instance. But these what I would now regard as auxiliary programs in BioWind can be much simpler and faster to use and to learn. And that was the philosophy behind them.
And I believe that you've made some effort to accommodate the files that come from the Talking Newspaper Association of the United Kingdom, which produce a lot of great newspaper material electronically.
That's right. The original reader, I thought it would be a good idea to customize it so that when it gets one of the files which are downloaded from the Talking Newspaper Association's bulletin board, it will actually go through the file and create an index of the various sections, so that instead of having to remember to search for hash 31 or hash 22 or something to get to what you want, it will actually allow you to step through the sections with keys. It also has what's called a keyword mask, which enables you to set up your interests in a file as sets of keywords, and it will then scan the newspaper and only show you the sections which contain those matching keywords, which can be quite useful.
So, Angus, as a newspaper reader yourself, and obviously it's a wonderful thing in this day and age to be able to pick
fantastic.
Up...
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm now beginning to use Dick's program for the Talking Newspapers Association magazines and papers. I'm actually on their council. And I was the guy that started this in going right back to 1990, 91... it started with the Gramophone magazine and my frustration in not being able to read all the details of new classical releases every month. And the editor, an old friend of mine, because I'm actually a technical audio journalist, an audio critic, he said, well, let me send you 10 point instead of 5.5 point print. And at the same time, I'll send you a floppy disk. Have you got somebody with an IBM who can play it back? So we got it adapted. I used to have a thing called the Eureka computer and listened on the Eureka with a modified disc so I could hear all the new releases. And it all developed from there. And we now do something like 10 daily newspapers, something like 120 publications in electronic text, including Reader's Digest, and they're available to people all over the world. We've got a website, and they can also be sent as email, etc., etc. And it's Dick's program that makes it easier to use.
Yes, and the good thing is that the markup on those files is extremely precise, so it's easy to write a program around the format of those text files, because you always know what to expect in terms of article separators and that kind of thing.
That's right.
That's correct. Perhaps we better talk about where we've taken BioWind, and incidentally that name was coined by one of the users. The program now is, in fact, makes use of the fact that Windows is multitasking. And what I did was break out the file manager to be a separate program, which is called VI File. And it's capable of nearly everything that the Windows Explorer is capable of doing, in moving, copying, deleting, renaming files, etc.
And a lot more. Gets rid of junk.
It will also execute any executable files and take into account the Windows associations. And unlike the Windows Explorer, it also has a built-in zip file manager. It treats zip files actually as directories, and you can copy files directly in and out of those zip archives very easily, or use it in a simple manner just to zip and unzip a collection of files. It also has a very simple reader built in, which is intended more like a file viewer, simply to be able to read, check what the contents of the file is. It also couples in with Microsoft Office through what's called by Microsoft automation. And you can use Microsoft Office, if you have it installed on the computer, to automatically turn Microsoft Word or WordPerfect files into text files, which the reader can then read to you, or the editor can then enable you to edit. The reader and the editor are two separate programs for the file manager, but you can invoke those from the file manager and go backwards and forwards between the file manager and the programs, just as you would in the normal Windows interface with what's called the Explorer, which is what provides you with your windows to select a file or to save a file, etc.
So what file formats are supported in the reader, for example?
Well, it itself only supports a text file.
Right.
But VI file will convert Microsoft Word, WordPerfect, or several other formats into text for you quite transparently. You don't have to bring up Microsoft Word. It just uses the libraries in Microsoft Word in what's called automation.
Is that a fairly swift process?
Yes, it's quite swift. Would you agree, Angus?
Yes, it is. It's a bit slow on the old Hewlett-Packard, which is a 233 Pentium 1.
Right.
But on the Dell, it's very rapid.
Most things.
An 800 megahertz Pentium 3 Dell.
Well, that's right. Most things are slow on a 233 these days, aren't they? So that's.
Oh, yes.
All right.
But I used to think things were wonderful with a DX50 in 1993.
Oh yes, gosh. Some of us go back to the old XT days, and we thought that, you know, a 20 meg hard drive was just more space than you could ever possibly fill.
Oh yes, I started with a 10 meg hard drive.
There you go. You see. Oh, yes, it's like those people who come on and talk about, you know, how things were. Monty Python sketch, Four Yorkshiremen. Let's see, can we go through a bit of a demo of the Viawind, Dick? But before I do that, it's completely self-voicing, correct? You don't need a screen reader or any other access technology on the system.
That's correct. In fact, in the case of the editor, access technology can rather slow it down. But basically, it doesn't require any other access technology. It just requires a software speech synthesizer.
And is that compatible with Microsoft's API standard? Is it the speech?
Yes, that's correct. The best one that's readily available to use is the Eloquent speech synthesizer, which is the one I'm going to use for the demonstration.
Okay.
That is distributed with both Windows Eyes and JAWS. So if you already have one or other of those programs, you already have the speech synthesizer installed, which Viawind can use. Okay, I've got the computer next to me here, and I've set up the loudspeaker from the normal Windows sound system, which is at the right distance from this loudspeaker phone.
Right.
I'm going to bring up the VI file program, first of all, which is the centerpiece of Viawind.
This copy of VI file is licensed to Angus McKenney. Welcome to VI file version 3.0. Press tab or alt D now to work with directories and select a file directory or archive. Alt F or tab again to navigate files in the selected directory and mark for file copying, moving, or deletion. Press the F1 key for help at any time. F2 to repeat the last prompt, F3 for help with the function keys, or F4 for extended help.
The philosophy here is that the program will lead you through how to use it. The voice announcements may seem rather long if you let them go for that period, but actually if you press any other key you can terminate the voice announcement. So if you know once you know the program, you can run it very fast, and you don't need to listen to the full announcements.
But for instance, that announcement told me that if I press the F2 key, I can listen to that again. So if I wasn't quite sure how to start off using the program, I can press the F2 key. I'll do.
The last prompt was, this copy of VI file and license to Angus McKenney. Press Tab or Alt D now to work with directories and select the file directory or directory mode. This is the root of the directory C:\. There are 6 more directories below this branch. Use the 4 arrow keys to navigate the directories and zip archive. Page up and page down keys.
I pressed the Tab key there and it immediately went in and told me where it was. It remembers, the file manager remembers where you last left it in the drive systems. So if you habitually use a directory in C:, when you exit the program, when you come back into it, it will be in the same place, which is the feature that I like very much, which the Windows Explorer does not do for me.
By that it means the next day or the next week?
Yes, whenever.
Right.
Now, I've separated out the navigation through your hard drives or volumes from the directory navigation and from the file navigation. So it makes it much simpler to understand, I think, for a blind user. To go through the drives, I press the page down and page up keys. So if I press page down...
C:\ is a fixed disk. The volume name is USER3. This is the root of the directory C:\. There are 11 more directories below this branch. C:\ is a fixed disk. The volume name
again.
Is USER1. This is the root of the directory C:\. Please wait. A :\ is a removable disk. This is the root of the directory A:\. At the end of this branch, directory mode.
Above.
Can you go into the ones below A, Dick? Because they're very, very useful.
Yes, I was just going to do that, Angus. Above A:, going with page up, it goes to the standard special Windows directories. So if I press page up again.
Windows Desktop is a selected directory. At the root, directory mode. Windows Start Menu is a selected directory. At the root, directory mode. Windows Startup is a selected directory. At the root, directory mode. Windows Personal is a selected directory. At the root, directory mode.
I was pressing the page up key there to step through those directories. Let me come back to C:, and show you how to navigate directories now.
Windows Start, Windows Dep. Please wait. C:\ is a fixed disk.
Can I just clarify?
System. This is the root of the directory C:\. There are 6 more directories below this branch. Directory mode.
Let me just clarify, if I can. When you go to, for example, the Start menu, does that allow you then to execute Start menu shortcuts from the file manager?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes. As you probably know, the Start menu is simply a part of the file system.
Yes.
And the shortcuts are... honored by the VI file program, so you can use it to go to anything which is in the Start menu, or you can copy your own shortcuts to the Start menu using VI file.
Okay.
It will create shortcuts for you.
Right.
Okay, now I'm at C:\. If I want to know where I am at any time, I press the home key and it will tell me.
VI file, directory mode. This is the root of the directory C:\.
If I now use the arrow keys, I can step down into the directories.
Documents and settings is a position at C:\. There are 5 more directories below this branch. There are 6 sub-directories at this position. There are no zip archives at this position.
You notice that it tells me what's around me. It tells me how many directories are below me and how many directories are out to the side, how many sub-directories. Which gives you a pretty good visualization of the file of the directory structure. One thing you have to be careful about is that when you want to step into a directory, you need to press the right arrow. So if I press the right arrow now...
Documents and settings is a selected directory at C:\. There are 6 more sub-directories below this branch.
Now I've stepped into documents and settings, and now if I press the down arrow, I will go through those directories.
Administrator Dr. Prabhu's home .000 is a directory position in documents and settings. There are five more subdirectories below in this branch. There are five sub-subdirectories at this position. There are no zip archives at this position.
I want to go back. I press the right arrow.
Documents and settings at the position at C:\.
I'm sorry.
There are five more directories below in this branch. There are six subdirectories at this position. Documents and settings at the position. Documents and settings at the position at C:\. There are five more directories below in this branch.
I should have said left arrow there. I made a mistake.
Okay, that's
fine. I pushed the left arrow and it took me back to documents and settings. Now if I push the up arrow.
This is the root of the directory C:\. There are six more directories below in this branch.
So that's behaving like a Windows tree view control.
Exactly.
Right.
It navigates the standard Windows tree view.
Yes.
But it does some additional things which I don't think WindowEyes does, for instance, by telling you exactly what's going on below you and to your right.
Right.
And at any moment, you can open up the file index by just pressing the tab.
Yeah.
And transfer from directories to files.
Let's go to a useful directory here. I'm going to go down to D:.
D:\ is a fixed disk. The volume name of US docs at the position of D:\.
No.
There are 10 docs at the selected directory at D:\. There are one more subdirectory at 9 archive.
I'm cutting off the voice here. You can do that at any point by pressing any of the control keys. Now, as Angus just said, I can change to file mode now and look at the files which are in that directory. And I do that just by pressing tab. Or you can press Alt-F, F for files.
File mode. Docs at the selected directory at D:\. The file pattern is *.*. There are 79 files with a total size of 21.04 megabytes. Use the up and down arrow key to step through the file. Press space to mark or unmark the file. Control space to mark or unmark all files in the directory. Press Control D for details of the selected file. Control L to list the marked files. Control R to read the file. Control C to convert and read the file. Control F to find files or text and files. Press Alt C to copy marked files. Alt M to move marked files. Alt N to rename the current file. Enter alone to execute the current file. Delete to delete the current or the marked files, or type a new file pattern, or drive, and, or path, at the keyboard, and then press Enter. If the path does not exist, it can be created.
I let that announcement go the whole way, but if I knew all those keys, I could have pressed any of them, and the announcement would just have stopped. If I use the down arrow now, I can step through the files, but I'll just remind you that if I didn't hear that announcement properly, I could just press F2.
Right.
The last prompt was, file mode, docs at the selected directory.
And listen to that announcement again, or I can press the F1 key at any point, and that gives me somewhat more extended help about what's going on. Let me step down through the files.
A CPR second channel .doc, a CPR second channel .txt, advert.txt.
I'm doing this with the down arrow. That particular file is one I created for this purpose. Now let's say that we wanted to read that file. I can press Alt-R to read that file using the iRead, and we'll see what happens.
Loading the iRead. Please wait. This copy of the iRead is licensed to Angus McKenzie. The iRead. Loading. The iRead 1. The file advert.txt is loaded. There are 16 sentences. The file contains 0 marked pages. Press the Alt-P key to begin reading the text.
You notice that the voice changed at that point. One of the nice things about software synthesizers is that they can be shared between programs, and also you can have quite different voice settings for those different programs,
right,
which makes it easy to know where you are in the system. if I press Alt-P, it's going to go into straight page reading, if it had recognized this as a talking newspaper file, it would have given me the option of reading in what it calls section reading mode, which would automatically have broken the file up into the talking newspaper section. And I'll just press Alt-P. I should warn you that I'm going to let this read for a little while, because I created this file to also contribute to your knowledge about Viawind.
Okay.
Entering page reading mode. This is the start of the file. Viawind consists of three separate programs. The centerpiece is VI file. This is a full-function file manager that had most of the facilities of the Windows Explorer interface and provide file selection and saving for the other Viawind programs in a similar manner. VI file also treats zip files as directories, making it easy to create and open zip archive. Document file can be converted to text by Microsoft Office from within Viawind. The other two Viawind programs can be invoked from the file manager and run independently as separate Windows programs. Multiple copies of each can be run and selected from within Viawind. VI Read is a general purpose file reader that also has provision for simplifying the reading of files from the Talking Newspaper Association of.
I'm going to stop it there, which I can do at any point by pushing the space bar, just to show you that I can go into a word by word and spelling mode. I do that by pushing either the right arrow or the left arrow. The up and down arrows will advance you by sentences or go back by sentences. And I'll show you that.
Of the United Kingdom. Flexible text. VI Read is a general purpose file reader that also has provision for simplifying entering word mode. Use left and right arrows to navigate. Enter to spell.
I press the right arrow to get into word by word mode. Now I can step through the words from the point at which I was. I'll go forward.
The reading of files from the talking.
If I wasn't sure what that word is, I can press enter.
T-A-L-K-I-N-G, talking.
Or if I press enter a second time.
Tango, Alpha, Lima, Kilo, India, November, Golf, talking.
To start reading again, I just press the down arrow.
Talking Newspaper Association of the United Kingdom. Flexible text searching and sticky bookmarks are provided.
I stopped it with the space bar. One comment I want to make is that using a software synthesizer, although I know a lot of people have had problems with them, first of all, they give very good results on modern machines if they're set up properly. Secondly, the coupling between the application program and the synthesizer can be very, very close. And you may have noticed that when I went into word-by-word mode, I literally stopped on the word and went to the next word.
Right.
And when I started it reading again, it started on the word that I'd left it. This is fairly easy to do if you're a professional programmer. Using software synthesizers, a lot more difficult, I think, with some of the hardware boxes. Let's just listen to the rest of the file.
VI Edit is a general-purpose text editor that can work with either hard or soft carriage return. All three programs have a common key layout and the same extensive context-sensitive help and prompting that make the program virtually self-teaching. Word-by-word and word spelling modes are provided in both help and when reading text. All Viawind programs can use any software synthesizer complying with the Microsoft SAPI 4.0 specification. Eloquence, that is distributed with window eyes and jaws, works well. The different programs can be set to have different speaking voices to aid in navigation. A fully functioning 30-day demonstration version of Viawind can be downloaded free from www.viawind.com. This is the end of the file. Press Escape if you wish to load a new file.
Okay, well, that's the reader. Now, one thing you may have noticed is that the reader was able there to use what's called prosody. It was attempting to interpret the sentence structure.
Hmm.
The readers in Viawind actually have two modes. They have a mode where you can control and step the text in sentences, which is great for normal text, and they also have a mode which enables you to step and read the text in lines, which is sometimes very appropriate for things like catalogs or technical files. and you can choose which mode you want to use.
In the in the file, you mentioned sticky bookmarks. Could you tell us about that?
It remembers, I think, for the last 10 files that you used in the reader, it remembers the bookmarks that you set. And when you reload the files, the bookmarks will still be there. That's what I mean by sticky.
Okay.
I think I demonstrated that you could jump backwards and forwards in sentences. Now, I now have two programs running. I have VI Read and VI File. I can step between those using the standard Windows key, which is Alt-Tab, but I have a private stepping key, which is Alt-Home, which just steps around the WireWind programs so that you don't get confused by picking up other things which are on the desktop. So if I want to go back to VI File, I can just press Alt-Home.
VI File, File Mode. The selected file is advert.txt. Docs is the selected directory at /. The file pattern is *.*.
And while I remember, you can enter a new file pattern on the keyboard. Actually, VI File also accepts most of the usual DOS keyboard entries. So, for instance, if you want to go quickly to /my directory, if you just type that and press enter, the VI File will automatically go and try and find that directory.
So would you just type...
The way it makes directories is if it can't find that directory, it will offer to create it for you. So you can just type in /my directory/my new directory, and it will offer to create my new directory, assuming that it doesn't exist.
And you would just type *.doc, for example, just right from there, would you?
*.doc will then filter the files to just document files.
Okay.
When you change directories, it automatically reverts to *.*, so as not to confuse you by having forgotten that you set a wildcard. It also accepts the usual question mark wildcards, which not many people use, but can sometimes be very useful. Now I'm back in VI File, I can go back to VI Read by simply pressing Alt-Home again.
Rejoining VI Read 1. File advert.txt is loaded. Resuming reading in page mode. Eloquence, that is distributed with window eyes and jaws works well. The different program can be set to have different speed. A fully. This is the end of the file. Press any navigation key to resume reading. Escape to load a new file.
You notice that it announced itself as VI Read 1. That's because I can, in fact, go to another file in the...
VI File, File Mode, Ablet.doc, Ablet.txt.
Okay, I've now selected a different file, and if I now press Alt-R to read...
Loading VI Read.
It will load another copy of VI Read.
This copy of VI Read is licensed to Angus McKenzie. VI Read. Loading. VI Read 2. The file ablet.txt is loaded. There are 25 sentences. The file contains 0 marked pages. Press the Alt P, entering page reading mode. This is the start of the file. 7762 Broadway Drive. Older. Co 80,000. 110,000. Dear Anne.
I can now swap around these programs and swap between the two versions of VI Read, so I can have two documents open at one time by pressing the Alt Home key. So now...
Rejoining VI Read 1. File advert.txt is loaded. VI File, File Mode. The selected file in ablet.txt. Rejoining VI Read 2. File ablet.txt is loaded. Resuming reading in page mode. Dear Anne, rejoining VI Read 1. VI File, File Mode. The selected file in ablet.txt. Docs is the selected directory at /. The file pattern is *.*.
So if you use that key to move through the open VIWind applications, and you switched away when you were in page reading mode, by the sound of it, as soon as you switch back, you're right back in page reading mode again.
That's right. Each program remembers where it was, and will actually start reading again if it was reading when you when you moved away from it.
Right.
I think you can see, Jonathan, that this is way in advance of Read It, in fact.
Yes, yes, it does. It's reminiscent of Read It, most certainly, but it's sort of like Read It with steroids, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if I go back to my...
advert.doc. advert.txt.
My advert file. The other program is the editing program, and to invoke that on this file, I just type Alt-E for edit.
Loading VI edit. Please wait. VI edit 1. Loaded file advert.txt. The length is 1.57 kilobytes. Editing mode. At start of file. V uppercase.
This program alone among the three programs actually has a GUI interface, because to save programming I used a Windows editor component. When you're programming in Windows nowadays, unless you want to waste a great deal of time, what you do really is to put together what are called software components. And this particular one is a Microsoft editor that comes as part of their software development kit. The only problem with this is that if you have Window Eyes running, for instance, Window Eyes will also try to read what you're doing. So you probably need to silence Window Eyes to use this editor. However, I would maintain that this editor has some very nice features which make it much easier to use than, for instance, the Microsoft Word editor or any of the other common text editors like Notepad. I don't believe it would be at all easy for a blind person to use cut and paste, for instance, in a standard Windows editor. I program this editor so that it's much, much easier to know what you're doing when you mark a block and move it. Because you obviously can't see what you're doing on the screen, but this makes it possible to read the text in the block, make sure where it is, and make sure where you're going to put it. Otherwise, like, this uses the standard Windows editing keys, so if I step to the right here, it will read the letters for
I, A, space, W, I, N, D, space, C.
Or if I use control right arrow.
Of, three, separate, program, period.
If I
program,
back, of course,
separate, three, of, consists.
If I step down by lines,
function file manager that has most of the facilities of the Windows Explorer interface and
it will automatically read the next line that I come to.
Provide file selection and saving for the other VIWind programs in a similar manner. VI.
And if I if I step along this line.
A, off, up, space, V, space, I, up, space, F, uppercase.
When you move from one line to the next, it gives you a little pip to show you that you've actually changed lines. It has a lot of other features, including a built-in spell checker and a built-in thesaurus, which I also maintain are much easier to use in this editor than they would be using the accessibility programs in a standard Windows editor. Would you agree with that, Angus?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Also, search and replace works very well.
Yep. The editor is a document editor in the sense that it automatically does word wrap for you. But because of the problems that this causes if you transfer a file, for instance, into email, or bring in a file that has hard carriage returns, it has built into it a very easy way of adding hard carriage returns to a file which has been formatted just within the editor, or taking out the hard carriage returns so that you can edit it conveniently and have automatic line length control. VI Edit will also print the file for you in a very elementary manner. I think I rest my case at this point, Jonathan. I think your question is very good, that it's a read it on steroids. but it really has a lot of capability.
Fascinating. And you mentioned in the file that you read, via Wind Read to us before, that there is a 30-day fully functional demonstration copy available. How much does the program cost to purchase?
I've set the price at $75, or roughly £50 UK. You get the three programs for that. So if you like, they're $25 each. What you get is a personal key file. It just happened, it doesn't do it that often, that you heard the program announcing that this was licensed to Angus McKenzie. It will actually do that every tenth time you use the program, and that just happened to be coming up. That's just to remind you that this is your personal property and hopefully not to be passed on to anybody else. I'm quite happy that people, if they get a key file, can use it themselves on multiple computers or wherever they are, as long as they themselves personally are using the programs and not somebody else. I have a fairly large investment in this program. Some of the components which are used, like the spelling checker, for instance, actually cost money. And I think that a labourer is worthy of his hire, and I will only support these programs if people are willing to pay for them rather than giving them away. Because a program which you give away is probably not worth any more than you paid for it.
Yes, it must have taken you some considerable development time to put a package like this together.
Yes, there's something approaching 10,000 lines of code, and anybody who is a programmer will know that's a substantial amount of code.
Angus, can I ask you, what features would you like to see added in future versions of ViaWind that Dick hasn't managed to put in there yet?
I can't think of any just for the moment. It's got almost everything in it that I could wish for. The struggling that I'm having is basically with Windows learning all the hotkeys and the sort of problems using its Internet Explorer. These are the problems that need to be solved. Dick solved the document reader and the housekeeping. Now we need programs that won't stick when you get some form of pop-up window that you can't get rid of, you know, in Internet. It's incredibly annoying. And I even have to reboot to get rid of some of these wretched things.
Well, I wouldn't attempt. One of the things I could do, if there was enough interest, is build some more pieces to ViaWind. For instance, it would be possible to put together a simple email interface for POP email servers that would work in the same way with a dedicated speech interface. It would also be possible to put together a database program that had a dedicated speech interface.
Yes. You didn't mention, Dick, of course, that you can use VIEdit as a word processor in itself, a simple one, but it works very efficiently.
Right.
And that without saying, as being an editor.
That will save text files only, is that right?
Yes, it only saves text files.
Have you thought of adding RTF functionality? Because it seems to me that RTF does provide for a little bit of formatting, and it's readable by pretty much any word processor.
Yes, actually, this is an RTF editor, but I suppressed that capability because giving a blind person the capability to access that formatting gets very complicated.
Right.
Yeah, I'm overestimating that problem.
Well, yes, I suppose it depends on the market one's aiming at, because a blind person still needs to, in some situations, present nicely looking documents, of course.
Yes, I think you can do that with this as a text editor, because it does do line wrapping for you, and you can certainly create neatly placed text on the page. But it doesn't, at the moment, do underlining or anything else of that kind. It certainly could. I felt that probably if you want to do that kind of thing, it would be better to use a word processing program through an accessibility aid and face up to the complication through that, because it would give you much more capability than I probably would want to do in VIEdit.
So it's www.viawind.com, and people can download the demo from there and read about it some more. And I appreciate you both coming on the program, particularly since, as we record this, it's the middle of the night where Angus is, and I'm very grateful for, and I suppose it shows the degree of commitment and passion you have for this program, Angus, that you're willing to come on the program at this dreadful hour.
It's not the first thing that Dick has done for me. We were together at London University reading engineering. I went blind in 59, and I started recording again, because I'm a recording engineer,
right.
Classical music. I started recording engineer, but my big worry, how am I going to read the peak program meter?
Yes, indeed.
So over a period of a month or two, because we're both radio amateurs, we used to speak to each other every week. Now we do it on the telephone. But we used to speak to each other years and years and years. And he kept on asking me questions. What's my line levels? What's the typical output from the desk, peak output? And details about the BBC peak program meter specifications. So I thought, he said, oh, well, local radio stations, they're interested. What he was doing is building and designing an electronic peak program meter readout box. And it's very, very early days for integrated circuits. I still use it today, 32 years later, and it's still working, and it's never, ever had a fault in 32 years.
What a fantastic story.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
So it actually goes up. PPM reading, the BBC PM, goes from 0 to 7. 6 is normal peak level, which in broadcasting means plus 8 dBm. That's 8 dB above 1 milliwatt.
Right.
7 is 4 dB higher. Dick's one actually goes to 9, which means, my God, you're hitting the rails. But what it does is it goes up and down in the key of C. Like that, you see.
Yeah.
And you can tell... by pressing a little button, you can get your level 6 at any time, and it whips up and down, so you can tell immediately if you're going over the top. And I've used this on many, many professional sessions, much to the amazement of the musicians and producer. I've usually had it into a little headphone in my right ear, and it's been invaluable. I've used it in the Albert Hall, Festival Hall, all over the place.
Well, between...
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you, Jonathan, for the opportunity to talk about ViaWind. I really hope that it can be useful to more of the blind community over the whole world, in fact. Because, in principle, of course, text synthesizers are available for many other languages.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.